USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan this morning, preparing for the G7 summit that starts tomorrow. This morning, he's meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Air Force One reveals some of the topics that will be discussed with the Prime Minister.
Common concerns and issues associated with the policies and practices of the People's Republic of China will come up, and I think you will see coming out of this summit alignment and convergence around fundamental principles of our approach to the People's Republic of China.
As the possible national debt default looms in America, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaks to the media.
Mr. President, stop hiding. Stop traveling somewhere else. America wants an American president focused on American problems, finding American solutions.
The president before heading out to Japan.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
Russia shot 30 cruise missiles against different parts of Ukraine early this morning in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses. Ukraine officials said 29 of the missiles were shot down. One person died and two were wounded by the Russian cruise missile that did get through. It struck an industrial building in the southern region of Odessa. Florida Representative Anna Luna filed a resolution last night to expel Democrat Representative Adam Schiff from Congress, alleging that he pushed a false narrative to the American people in the Trump-Russia investigation. Luna claims Adam Schiff lied to the American people when he claimed to have evidence on the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. After a four-year investigation, it revealed no evidence exists. USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
America could be in for some power problems this summer.
The North American Electric Reliability Corporation released a report that says the vast majority of the U.S. power grid may face elevated power outage risks this summer during bad weather. The report went on to say there is an increased risk due to the greater reliance on renewable energy resources. The report's authors, however, stress this is not a prediction, and if the weather is fine, the power grid will be too. I'm John Schaefer.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law yesterday a bill that completely bans TikTok in the state, making it the most stringent measure in the country. The app is accused of gathering data of Americans for the Chinese government. The law, which is set to take effect in January, will impose a $10,000 fine on any entity that permits downloading of the app. Pro-gun advocates are celebrating a victory in New Jersey after a new law that limits carrying concealed weapons was struck down in court.
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Bum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. Attorney General Matthew Platkin condemned the ruling and says he plans to appeal the judge's decision. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is Ascension Day. This is a Christian holiday that's also a public holiday in many countries. Lance Pry, USA News.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicle...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.